What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I think everybody's worked extremely hard, including Drake, to pick up what we want to do offensively and defensively. And now that has to start to translate onto the practice field in a spring setting without pads. And, you know, I think that it's we're off to a good start. I think we had a positive day. We're able to mix some speed stuff in and some competitive stuff to a point. Kept guys off the ground. Got a bunch of looks and bunch of reps. So I think we're off to a good start, and, you know, Drake's a part of that.
High noon here on Jones and Keith. Forgot to turn my mic on there for a moment if you're watching.
The barbecue has started. The line is already pretty lengthy out there.
I wonder if that's what got in my head a little bit. I was
Yeah, there's a buzz in the air.
Smelling the brats out there or
smells
whatever.
Like dogs.
Thomas is cooking. Uh-huh. It's high noon here on WEEI, Jones and Keith. You heard Mike Vrabel before Drake May went out and threw four picks at OTAs. We'll get to your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. Just if you're tuning in, the move to phase out or vote down the tush push did not pass. 22-10, which means the tush push remains.
Tush push for at least another season.
There were 10 votes against. For some reason, we only know four. Multiple reporters have had this. Schefter had it. Your girl, Russini.
Yeah, she's all over it.
Had this as well. They had the exact same four teams. So we know somehow four. Oh, make that five. I'm sorry. I wasn't counting the Eagles. Five teams out of the 10. Ravens, Jets, Lions, of course the Eagles, and the Patriots. And I just, I find
what
it interesting.
What if the Eagles were like, yeah, let's get
you know what? You had
us. Right. We've been cheating.
And so it only, they were two votes away from banning the stupid thing, and the Patriots are one of the votes. That's annoying to me.
Yeah.
You ask me a question.
I really don't hate it as much.
You ask me a question. Are they, if they're going to be planning on voting it through and voting to keep it.
For all the teams that are
they going to be one of the teams that might actually use it?
Because what's funny is the Buffalo Bills, last I saw, was they're one of the teams trying to outlaw it, and yet they also tried to run it a few times.
Well,
now there's a slightly different, but they lined up the same way.
They had no success against Kansas City, but I don't know that Josh Allen got stopped all year on it prior to that. But yes, Kansas City had a good adjustment to stop it.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop the tush push in the Super Bowl.
No.
But yeah, I just find it to be, again, people are like, well, just line up and stop it. But yeah. I hadn't even heard Wiggy
draft
say this.
Draft the Haas from Florida. The guy's 480 pounds.
You didn't need to draft him. He was unsigned. I think he's in Tampa.
Well, just get him. Tampa's trying to stop it. They mean business.
No, line him up behind another defensive lineman and then have him just shove that guy into the center. That should be a legal play.
That should be the next thing.
If the offense can't stop it, too bad, just stop it. Let's just have defensive linemen shoving each other through the offensive line and blowing the play up.
Defensive tush push.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that. That's a football player, right?
Every tush should be pushed. If that's what you're going to do, they shouldn't. It shouldn't just single out the guy with the ball.
So now there's like a new level to this that the Patriots are siding with the Eagles on this annoying, stupid,
but
cheap
maybe
play.
Maybe it's not about the cheap play. Maybe it's just about the precedent, right? Instead of trying to beat us, you're trying to get rules eliminated, which happened to them 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that, which I respect.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're like, oh, they're too physical with our receivers, so we're going to change. Or Bill Polian goes nuts about it, and then that's how they are able to win.
I also respect that the rules changed on the Patriots, and then they
still won.
Wound up winning.
Yeah, they still won.
It didn't really matter. Teams were trying to outlaw rules for them, and they responded, and they still won.
But so push is also the league.
It's so cheap.
It's an offensive play, though, and so the league is normally going to side with points.
Yeah.
Right? So, keep that team on the offense on the field and go from there.
It's fair. You can weigh in on that, 617-779-7937. Patriots siding with the Eagles. There will be tush pushes all year long in the NFL. Maybe the Pats will be part of it.
They might.
It doesn't sound like Mike Vrabel was real high on the idea of Drake May running this year.
No, that's true, which he was pretty good at running last year. It's been part of his game.
I think, per rush, he was one of the better scramblers in the league.
I think in, league history.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe it was just quarterbacks or his rookie. He had some stats where he was kind of ranked really high. You know, McDaniels was in the league not too long ago, and I don't think he did tush pushes, right? I don't think you saw any of that with the Vegas Raiders.
I don't think so, right? So, when they run it with Garoppolo? I don't think so.
Or, yeah, definitely not Garoppolo. Probably not even Derek Carr.
No, I don't think so.
But Drake May is different than those two guys. Drake May is closer to Jalen Hurts than those other two.
I mean, look, you want to protect Drake May, so that's a tough balance. And maybe the tush push isn't the way to do it, but taking away his running ability.
Yeah. No, he needs to run.
Would be problematic. You know how I know, Keith? Mm. I imagine he wasn't doing a lot of scrambling around yesterday at OTAs. It's a passing camp. It's 7-on-7s.
How'd it go, though?
And 11-on-11s. Not well.
Huh?
11 out of 16, four picks.
Four picks. Oh, good defense. Good defense on the other side. Gonzo got him twice. Our guy Gonzo.
Gonzo
got
him?
When did we talk to Gonzo?
Ooh,
soon?
I don't know. He was talking after the practice yesterday.
You can't shut him up sometimes.
But I don't know when we talk to him again. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to go to it's early, the defense should be ahead of the offense, or even Mike Vrabel's really got the defense humming. I mean, that's where you can go with it.
Yeah.
But do you expect them to be the best defense in the league? I don't.
No, but I expect their defense to be better than their offense.
I would agree with that. But I don't think OTAs and training camp
level.
And his own team is going to be the only defense he struggles against. And even still, when you're playing against a good defense, four picks is a lot. I'll just note this, Josh Dobbs, and he wasn't going against Gonzalez, I wouldn't imagine, or the third stringer, Ben Woolridge.
Yeah.
Neither of those
Orlando Woolridge, remember him?
Neither of those guys were throwing picks yesterday.
No, they weren't.
So May threw four on 16 attempts. Dobbs threw none on 13 attempts. Woolridge, none on 8 attempts. It was also 4 in either 6 or 7 throws. It was all sandwiched together.
Yeah, so he settled in. He's fine.
He did settle in.
He shook it off. He had the mind of a goldfish.
As Mark Daniels put it, he finished 7-for-8. Tough start, good finish, I guess.
Yeah.
How much stock should we put in a bad day at OTAs?
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
There it is. Yeah, be more like Linus.
You know, not a ton. I wouldn't put a ton into it, but I don't think it's nothing, right? Like, we have to look at everything that they have. You know, this is going to be once again, a year where it's a new coach for Drake May. It's a new offense, new offensive coordinator, new teammates. Everything he does is going to be under a magnifying glass. And so this is less, as you mapped out earlier in the show, this is less important than the next level of training camp, which is less important than the next level of preseason, which of course then leads into regular season games. But it is the first place to start. And it's for this year and for this group. And so I think it's worth looking at, and
you know, if he lit it up yesterday,
well,
people would be
I don't think I would do that though,
okay, but if he looked good, we'd be like, all right, that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
If he went out and lit it up, we'd say, yeah, it's OTAs, but that's a good sign. We're saying, yeah, it's OTAs, but it was a bad day yesterday, and people just say, well, it's one day. That's wrong. He turned it over a ton last year. Mm-hmm. I misspoke earlier. I was only looking at fumbles that he had as a rusher. He had 9 fumbles last year, Keith. He didn't lose them all.
Yeah,
but
right.
But 9
right.
total fumbles. He had 10 picks. He did not play a full season.
It's almost 2 a game.
So he turned it over a bunch in OTAs yesterday. That's a continuation from turning it over a bunch as a rookie. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to be bad. I believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not happy that those are the numbers that came in yesterday. How could you possibly be happy with it?
No.
Especially when it's a continuation from a year ago and it's a whole new offense that he's got to learn. And it's the first indication how he's taking to it, and it wasn't a great sign.
No, and I think expectations are really high for him. I don't think it's unanimous. You know, we talk to people every day. We read the text line on the Twitch chat. Like, it's not unanimous that he's going to be some stud, but I think the majority of people feel like he is going to be a good quarterback. And a lot of us that have pretty high win totals for the season coming up, I think it's with the assumption that you're going to get good quarterback play. Right, like, I'm not saying he's going to be an MVP candidate or an all-pro, but I got him at 10 wins. So you can't have a scrubby quarterback at 10 wins, I don't think. I mean,
you can't have a guy.
The Steelers did it last year.
Well, yeah, good point. True. Steelers did, but they had like a good. Yeah, Russell Wilson actually played all right.
You can't have a guy turning it over like he turned it over last year and win 9 or 10 games, even against a crummy schedule. That, you're going to keep all the crummy teams in the game.
That would be tough. But I do think he is going to be pretty good, but it's sort of like, all right, where does this go? How quickly does he pick up this offense? You know, what's his relationship like with Josh McDaniels, who did get the only semblance of good quarterback play out of Mac Jones in his career was with Josh McDaniels. So is he able to take sort of that year two leap forward? Because then if he doesn't, then where are you at? Like, hey, well, Milton Williams looks good. It's like, great, but you can't score points. Like, you're gonna need Drake May to have a good season for this team to, you know, become a playoff team.
Yeah, we're all pretty bullish on the Pats. Okay, this is gonna be. I can't believe you guys are ripping them for OTAs. Well, we had them in the playoffs. They hadn't even had an OTA yet, and you were fine with that. I had 9 wins. You had 10 wins, Keith. Everybody was fine with that. There were no complaints about that. They hadn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're reacting to an actual OTA and how it looked. And what I wonder coming out of it is, have we taken a critical enough look at how Drake May played as a rookie? He basically won a game. He didn't win enough. And he turned it over too much. So those are things that have to improve, I think, in year two. I mean, he can't play poorly in some of these games situationally where you need the quarterback to come through. How many times do they have the football at the end of games with a chance to tie the game?
Mayo would tell you they had a lot of close games.
They did. Yeah. And even one of his best games of the year where he pulled the play out and they forced overtime against Tennessee. He had a ridiculous throw to Ramondre Stevenson running around the field for however many seconds it was. And he chucked it down to Stevenson and forces overtime. Even in that same game, he hucks it up, middle of the field, throws a pick in OT, and they lose the game. So he has to get that out of his system, and I think he will. If you're asking me to bet on it, I think he will. But our first look at it, there wasn't much of a change in terms of taking care of the football.
Do you think he's going to be one of their best players this year?
I mean, I think he has to be if they're going to be good. So my answer is yes. I think they're going to be good, so yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Because, you know, once the season rolls around, we always look at the preseason, like the NFL Network does their top 100, like as voted on by the players. You know, and there's been years where the Patriots just don't have anybody, you know, and like they don't have even a guy on there. So I don't know if he cracks that list this year. Maybe he should. But there, I mean, like most second year quarterbacks, there's a big swing there. Like, I think Jaden Daniels is the one that kind of established himself. I know my guy Bo Nix made the playoffs, but Caleb Williams and Drake May, I think, are in similar boats where they were dealt a pretty bad hand year one and had moments where they looked good, moments where they didn't. And it's like, all right, they're your guy now for year two. And both are in much better situations. But, like, what do they do with it? You know, like, would you bet all your money on either one of those guys to have a monster year? I mean, I like both still. Like, I like both coming out of college. I like both now. Now that they actually have some help around them, like, I do think both are going to be pretty good.
And I agree they have help around them. So text like this. 617-779-7937. Hey, moron.
Is that me or you?
I would always just
default. Moron or morons?
Just one.
Okay, that's
so
you then.
I would assume it's me.
Yeah.
I would default and assume it's me.
Good assumption.
He had no O-line. He had
yesterday?
Zero next to him. No wide receivers.
Actually, he probably had no O-line yesterday.
And he had a moron for a coach. You guys, now plural.
Oh, that's okay.
Sounds stupid.
Now I'm in.
Okay, I agree. Last year he didn't have a lot of help. He was poorly coached. Now he has the coach. You guys all think that.
Yeah,
he's got a better O coordinator. The defense is, we hope, fixed. Offensive line is better. I don't know how much better, but it's better. Wide receiver room, I don't know how much better, but it's better.
Right.
So, all right, let's take away all those excuses. I know he didn't have the full complement of guys yesterday. Diggs isn't out there. But he's got a lot of different stuff. Better coach, better old coordinator. And it looked the same.
Well, and then you got a text on the other side, right, who maybe aren't big fans of Drake May. So Tim from Brockton texts in, like, what's the excuse going to be if he stinks or is below average this year? I think there's a lot less excuses. Now, the ones I could already tell might be if Steph Diggs isn't available for a while or he comes back and he looks like a shell of himself, because then you have a lot of unproven receivers still, right? The room isn't great if Steph Diggs can't play.
Yeah.
And then it would be if Will Campbell has to kick into guard, like then I think you would say, all right, like he's still two of the big issues he had a year ago would still be there this year.
Yeah,
if that happens.
Right. If Campbell's a turnstile and he has to be a guard, that would be a problem.
Then there'll be some, you know,
and
issues there.
I think two of the four picks yesterday was targeting Kyle Williams. So Diggs wasn't out there, but like people are excited about Kyle Williams, and I don't think that connection was going yesterday. Now, look, it's one OTA.
Right.
I don't think we're overreacting to one OTA. I think we're just reacting to it.
It's also the beauty of a daily show. Like if we weren't on again until August, it's a little bit different.
And
like, we're reacting to it every day.
It's not like the guy didn't turn it over all last year. If he didn't turn it over at all last year and had a bad day at OTAs, you go, yeah, well, we have a 10-game sample size, 11, 12, whatever he played in last year. Sample size, let's not overreact to it. When he turned it over a ton and he's still doing it, while he's learning a new offense, not ideal.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. 617-779-7937. Sam is in Fall River on our Celtics discussion. Go ahead, Sam.
Yay. What's up, my friends? I enjoy you guys every day, man.
Thank you.
Y'all keep it going.
Thank you.
Hey, so, yeah, and I got a short Patriot take out if I can. But I think the problem with the pitch with the Celtics, see, Mazzulla, he does not know how to coach. I really believe that. There's 12 guys on the team. You got the G League Player of the Year, right? How much playing time he got? Pritchard got worn down.
They should have played Davidson more.
What's the other two guys, the center, Cato, and the other forward there? They should have been playing.
Yeah.
Nine guys.
Cato and the other guy, sure.
They had to work hard in that first series.
Okay,
once
so
I
Keith,
see the length
right.
of time, Pritchard can't rebound. We had Isaiah. That was Isaiah's problem. He couldn't rebound. They took advantage of tools. I think the coach is the reason why those guys got tired.
Okay, Sam, we appreciate it. He should have lengthened out the rotation. I think it's the criticism.
More Nemus Cato. Who at a time? I like Cato during the regular season. He kind of burned hot.
You were a Cato guy. You are.
And then more JD Davidson?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the G League Player of the Year.
So I've actually heard more than one person talk about J.D. Davidson.
That's the first one I've heard. You've heard more of those.
I've heard. Maybe it's on Twitter, too. Just okay. People talk about. Well, because there's a lot of discussion about like Drew Holiday and if you have to bring him back next year. Less so about this year. But like, hey, you got J.D. Davidson. Do you know who the G League MVP was last year?
I definitely do not.
It was Mac McGlung.
Oh.
Dunk contest winner.
Yeah, two or three times.
NBA player?
Dunk contest
no.
winner, yeah.
You ready for the brag of the week?
Yeah.
The 2009 G League Player of the Year.
2009?
I played against in high school.
Wow.
Courtney
who was that?
Sims.
Sick brag, bro.
Courtney Sims.
Courtney Sims.
He's like a 7-footer. He went to Nobles. Yeah, he went to Michigan. Yeah, he had like a couple. I think he probably played a couple NBA games, but he was the G League Player of the Year. I don't think he had a huge impact the following season in the NBA.
But
it doesn't always happen.
J.D. Davidson might.
It's actually a pretty amazing list. The G League All-Star or the G League MVPs.
Who else you got?
What if I told you Marcus Fizer won it one year?
That's
a high pick.
Yeah.
Ansu Cisse.
I remember that name.
He got upset by Bryce Drew in the tournament,
sure.
I believe. I think he was on the other side of that. Frank Mason III. Nothing.
Ooh,
Lorenzo Brown. Vander Blue was a G League Player of the Year.
Vander Blue was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say all that to say this.
Yeah.
J.D. Davidson had a great year with Maine.
Yeah.
I'm not putting him into playoff games this year, and I'm not penciling him into the lineup next year.
I think we did our trade value chart yesterday.
Yeah.
He was in the take him tier.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the please take him tier where we put Kristaps Porzingis.
Terp just texted said that Cato was actually the runner up for G League Player of the Year in 23.
Nice.
How about that? Okay.
And you're a Cato guy.
Nice pipeline. maybe I'm overlooking the
back in on Davidson.
The old red claws.
It is. Real quick, Keith.
Yeah.
I heard Greg talking about this quite a bit this morning. Bill's renamed his boat. Did you see that?
I did.
Okay.
I hate to do this. I'm not even trying to make a joke, but I've done this many times when you've brought up Bill Belichick stories. Mm-hmm. Are you sure it's real?
I mean,
how many times? Because like Twitter, a lot of deep fakes.
Am I sure it's real? No, yeah. Okay. But I had TMZ and others were reporting
they all had
on
it. Yeah. But like this seems like add it to the list of things that somebody's like writing a fictional story about.
I haven't gone and inspected the boat.
So Bill Belichick famously changes the name of his boat, which I've heard from boat people that you don't really do that. Didn't Hart tell us that? He's a boat guy.
I think it's bad luck.
It's bad luck.
Yeah.
So he changes it. So at one point he was 6 rings, then he was 7 rings, then he was 8 rings.
Right, which really it's already ridiculous. He was naming it 8 rings in the first place.
Well, he owns 8 rings.
But
or
now
he won 8 rings.
It's now 1 plus 8 rings.
Which I think is 9.
Yeah, you want to name
so
it the
1
9.
Plus.
So
are you thinking
people are wondering if it was her is he counting her Bridgewater State championship ring, which is
she
already
did win a cheerleading ring?
Crazy enough,
or
is that more evidence they're engaged, which we discussed yesterday?
An engagement ring,
yeah.
Or does he think he's going to win a national title at UNC?
Well, it could be. He's already just having it. Yeah, keep himself motivated. Buckets. It's like how they keep in the Auerbach Center, they keep the empty space for Banner 19 to motivate everybody. Same idea. Could be that, Keith.
Could be that.
Brown basically came out and said they're making it easier for Bill to coach this year by lowering the requirement to get in and giving him more money.
Nice.
Yeah, Mac Brown's like already getting ahead of it, being like, oh, I didn't have advantages like he does. Yeah. They're making it easier for him.
Yes, I wouldn't even.
I had academic standards.
Honestly, Mac, I'd stay out of this one. I wouldn't even get in there.
Just stay low.
Okay, so it was the 8 rings. Now it's the 1+8 rings. If that is for her Bridgewater cheerleading team, Keith?
I mean, it's well-earned.
I agree.
You know?
Do they if and when they officially get engaged...
Yeah.
Does he have to go to the 1+1+8?
No, I don't think the engagement ring counts.
2+8? We're not putting that one on
there. I don't
think
so.
Okay.
Because Bill never did that with his actual wedding ring from years ago. Right?
True. He didn't do that. Was he still a married man when he was naming the boat? I'm not sure. That I don't know.
When we won our Goffstown Babe Ruth tournament, I don't think we got rings. But that I would put on a boat.
Yeah.
Was it Allard Industries? Age 13, 14, 15.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we won that.
Nice.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
It's a baseball hotbed in New Hampshire.
Sick brag, bro.
Thanks.
You hear the other story that Linda and Jordan got into it on Nantucket?
Yeah.
At the Christmas stroll.
not like that, Bill. She just threw her out of a party.
I hate to say it. Yes,
is that what it was?
Yes. That her daughters her daughters were DJing at on Nantucket at the Christmas stroll, yes.
And Nantucket's a small island, isn't it? So you probably did run into each other a lot.
I would imagine.
How many people are on Nantucket at a given
question.
Time?
Well, in the summer, I'm sure it's quite a bit.
It's just Belichick, Portnoy, and Belichick's lovers, and past and present lovers.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole island.
Oh, and Greg.
And Greg,
yeah, Greg,
seasonally Greg. Yeah. So her daughters were DJing some event. Linda, she showed up.
Wait,
Linda didn't want her there. Yeah. Linda didn't want her there. I understand Linda not liking Jordan. I get it.
Wait, Linda's daughters are DJs?
Apparently.
What a great detail to this story.
Look.
What a tremendous detail.
Look, sometimes you need to pick a profession. And I think they've kind of picked that, I think.
Incredible.
Her daughters were DJing an
event. DJ Pauly D?
Correct.
He makes a fortune doing that.
Nowhere near DJ Pauly D. I'm sure, but I've never really sampled their music. I don't know.
Okay.
And so, she wanted to kick Jordan out, despite Jordan and Miss Massachusetts, who Bill was flirting with at the Miss Maine competition.
Well, I don't know about that.
She wanted to kick them both out. In fact, she put Miss Maine in tears, threatening
her. She is Miss Maine.
I'm sorry, Miss Massachusetts.
She's not. She's second runner up.
She put Miss Massachusetts in tears, Keith. I'm sorry, not Miss Maine. Miss Massachusetts.
So Linda was pissed.
She was threatening.
She was big pissed.
Miss Massachusetts' whole pageant career.
So you asked me earlier in the day who was more in the wrong, Walker Buehler or the ump. I said clearly the ump.
Yeah.
Who's more in the wrong? Linda Holiday throwing a party and then throwing Jordan out of said party.
Yeah, who bought a ticket to be there.
Or Jordan for going to the party. I don't think you're going to be wanted. You're trying to create drama.
Trust me. I'm all for ripping Jordan and making fun of Jordan. And I get why Linda hates her. I get it. I'm sure Bill and Linda were together.
There's some bad blood.
We know when they met, and I'm sure when they got together. But this one, Linda looks way worse, I think.
Nah, Team Linda.
You're Team Linda on this.
Team Linda.
Wow. Especially it's not just a party that she apparently.
I don't want to go full Jake in Boston, but this one I am with you. Jordan comes out of this minorly sympathetic.
I think I'm more with Linda now. Linda threatening the pageant queens, maybe a bridge too far.
Putting her in tears and being like, "It's my island."
It's
like, come on,
so brazen, you have to respect it. Almost.
It's my island. I just love the detail about her daughters are DJs.
Yeah,
there's not even one DJ; it's two of them.
Well, both of them.
They both just together DJ.
Yeah, I think one kind of pumps up the crowd, the other one kind of spins the record. I think is how that goes.
I mean, pretty great.
Yeah, good details.
You have a favorite DJ of all time?
Did you just stand there?
And why is it DJ Lethal from Limp Bizkit?
I did like DJ Pauly D. I don't know how.
DJ Scribble was great.
That's
Beach House.
That's a real good one.
DJ Scratch and Sniff? Is that a guy? I think.
Spinderella.
DJ
Spinderella is a good one, yeah. What was that?
DJ LeMayu?
Dennis Johnson.
Oh, no, that kind of DJ.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
DJ Ogilaly, the guy that played for 8 colleges?
DJ Mount Rushmore. We need some time to think about this, but DJ Mount Rushmore.
Top five DJs.
Yeah, do we have – can Linda's daughters take one spot they can or do they have to take two?
They can be one spot. They count as one.
I think they're twins, so that's one spot.
Yeah, one spot.
Yeah. Twins, Linda, Jordan.
Yeah.
Billy's loving this
I'm
story.
Really mad I wasn't at this party. That's
now fine. We're cooking. Yeah, how do we not get an invite? Maybe next year.
How much would a ticket to this party cost? First of all, it's Nantucket. Do they have their own currency in Nantucket?
Good question. But
they wouldn't even allow me on the ferry.
But Jordan,
no, yeah, they're like, wait, where are you going, sir?
But Jordan bought a ticket, and she paid her way in. Like, I don't
know. That's fair.
Yeah. Look.
$1.2 trillion.
This is the first time I've said it. I'm on Jordan's
bar in there, right?
I'm on Jordan's side on this one, yeah. Oh, it got to be.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Did you like the music of Moby?
Yeah, some of the tunes.
Yeah, he had some. He had that one.
Eminem put me in an awkward
spot. Fatboy Slim over Moby.
Yeah, definitely Fatboy Slim over Moby.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll fine-tune the Mount Rushmore. 617-779-7937. Peter Schrager thinks the Patriots are the best possible destination for Drake May. We got into Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, their impact on Drake May. We'll do more of that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Mike Vrabel was fired from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels was fired from Oakland or Vegas. These guys have been in the lab and working the last 12 months with some time to do it on their own pace. They are both going to be shot out of a cannon. I think the delta, the matter of change between last year and this year is going to be enormous just on coaching staff alone.
I agree.
And I think that in itself, They'll figure themselves out. And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that. Yeah. Drake May is going to be the greatest recipient of two men who have devoted their entire football lives to coaching football, had that ripped away from them, and are now being put together to work with this young quarterback. Yeah. I can't imagine a better situation for Drake May.
Okay, that was Peter Schrager. Can't imagine a better situation than Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels for Drake May.
I mean, there's probably like 10, but like it's a good spot for him.
It's a better situation than a year ago, and it's a good spot. I agree with both.
He took a different approach than us. Yeah. He was like, yesterday, who cares?
He's like, best four interceptions. Like, no big whoop.
No big deal. We put that behind us. We don't care.
I can't imagine a better spot for him because they were out of football last year.
I mean, I guess you have to listen to how he talks about other guys and if he just says that about everybody or what, because I would think just on the offensive part of it, Caleb Williams is in a better spot with Ben Johnson. I don't know if Ben Johnson can coach the whole team or not, but just like offensively, like Sean McVay has gotten a lot out of a lot of different quarterbacks and Kevin O'Connell. And like, I feel like there are better places to be for a young quarterback than here. Not that this is a bad one by any stretch. And it might just shock the system so much for May that it's so much different and so much better than a year ago. Like, but I think that also helps.
I agree with all that. And his logic, though, is wild. It's like, well, they were both out of football last year. Yeah, did you ever stop yourself and ask why? Why were they both out of football as head coaches a year ago?
Right.
Because Vrabel was terrible at the end, and Josh McDaniels has never been good at it.
Yeah, so you asked the question a while ago, like, is Vrabel a top 10 coach? And
we settled on no.
We both said no.
We ranked him, but he's
12,
somewhere 13. Between 10 and 15. Yeah, 12 or 13 safely.
I think, but it would be kind of tough to be like, all right, so if you have him safely in the top 10, then I would just be like, well, then nobody wanted him for a year. Right. So, like, that one of the 10 best coaches wasn't out there. And there's more baggage with Bill, because I know people would say, like, well, is Bill, like, if you put Bill in the league right now, it's like, well, I don't know. The way things are going, maybe not. Plus, he comes with the, I need to be the GM. I need this. I need all my guys.
Right.
Vrabel doesn't have any of that around him. So, wouldn't he have just gotten a job a year ago if he's top 10? So,
that's what I think. Yeah. So, it's like, look, Vrabel's a huge improvement on Mayo. It wasn't my top choice this offseason, but they should be way better coached this year. I get Traeger's point on that. Vrabel, McDaniels, way better situation than it was a year ago with Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt. Don't tell me it's the best situation for him in the league. Like, please, McVay and O'Connell and Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, like, all these guys would be much better spots for him. Let's not get crazy about it. And I do also like that he just brushes aside the four picks yesterday. But fine, you want to brush them aside, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to brush aside all the picks from a year ago, and are those all on Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt? Or are some of those on Drake May, and does he need to clean some of that up? You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Keith, we had one massive...
oversight?
DJ oversight. Who was the DJ for Limp Bizkit again? Why we came DJ back
DJ Lethal.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
He's great. He'd always get shout-outs at the end of songs.
DJ Lethal. Yeah. So we shouted out DJ Lethal among many other DJs.
DJ Lethal was great.
DJ Jazzy Jeff was mentioned, I can't even tell you how many times, by a bunch of different... I assumed it was so many times it was the same number over and over again.
Yeah, sometimes you get spammed.
But it was...
they're all different.
Many, many different DJ Jazzy Jeff submissions.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, I think, has to firmly be in the Rushmore with DJ Lethal. With DJ Tanner. So we've also gotten texts.
We got a text about DJ Tanner. Good one.
From Full House. Yeah. And then you need one more. And now you could go.
Now we got a DJ Connor from Roseanne. Would not be on my
I'm not putting
DJ Mount Rushmore. No. Who did you say again, Billy?
DJ LeMayu.
Batting champ?
He did win a batting title, I believe.
Let's give it to him.
I might go Dennis
Johnson.
Was that
during the COVID season, though?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you might.
Was it a COVID title? Toss it.
360, the COVID season.
You might not be able to give it to him. That's true. You're saying
maybe
DJ
Dennis Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Won a couple titles.
I'm just trying to think. I don't want to commit to that quite so soon. So DJ Pauly D is not
my Rushmore. No, he's a good DJ, but
DJ LeMahieu, two batting titles.
Wow.
And one with Colorado too.
All right, so even if it won
Colorado titles.
Colorado and COVID.
COVID and a Colorado title? Forget it.
Yeah, he had 349 and 16 and then 364 in 2020.
Yeah, sounds
get you a base knock
like
though.
Zero batting titles. All right, LeMahieu, you're out.
Yeah. And Daft Punk.
So we settled on not Linda's daughters, the Hess twins.
The Hess twins, though. Good honorable mention.
Okay.
Which I learned about them today. People were shocked that I didn't know who it was.
Keith, you don't know the Hess twins?
I was like, yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah. Anyway.
They put the truck out every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my kid loves them. But yeah, no, so that was the event that Linda booted.
So you're on an island here, pun intended. You're on Nantucket here. Me, Billy, and Nick are all saying Linda did the right thing.
How's it a good look?
Because Jordan was just trying to create drama. She was there for the drama. She's like, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get all dolled up today, and I'm going to go to Linda's party with the Hess twins, and I'm going to make a scene like, this is my island now.
I know, but if you
and
open
then
it,
she went Captain Phillips style. She's like, no, I am the captain.
But if you open it up to like, and by all accounts, she wasn't causing us. Maybe that was her intention.
I think they nipped it in the bud.
Okay, well, there's a whole incident report there that has nothing to do with Jordan acting out of character or anything.
Okay. Again, she did like cherry bombs in the toilets or anything?
I think if she was there longer, she probably would have. I wouldn't rule that out at all with her. But I don't think she was even there long enough. I think she walked in and Linda's like, not on my watch, toots.
Well, they probably had security with like a photo of her. Like, do not let this person
but,
in.
But if you're going to open it up to being able to purchase a ticket, she bought
her way
in.
But like, what was she really doing there? Like, hey, I'm just going to go having a good time listening to this music? Like, no.
I don't know.
No, you're never urinating on your territory.
I've never heard their music. No, Linda,
I bet it's great.
Linda has every right to hate her. I'm not saying she shouldn't hate her, but I don't think this was a great look for Linda. I'm Team Jordan on this one, believe it or not. It's the first time I've said that.
Jones,
but on this one, I'm Team Jordan.
I don't think it looks good for anybody, the way this story has gone. There has to be sort of a slight winner, or I guess it's like who loses less when you're talking about these stories.
That's a better way to say it.
I'm not talking about this.
Who lost less? Yeah.
I think Linda lost less that day. Although her threatening the Miss Massachusetts, I don't like.
She had Miss Massachusetts in tears, Keith.
I don't like that.
No.
Highly emotional.
Well, maybe she knew something.
It's literally the Real Housewives of Nantucket.
It is. Don't give them any ideas. Although, did you hear there might be a Real Housewives of
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island?
Yep. Yeah.
Are we going to be in it? We're actually going to be at Newport in 2 weeks for the, the road show.
I heard it's Olivia Culpo and Eamon is what I heard it's going to be.
It's going to be Eamon.
That's what I heard. I heard that's going to be the combo for, Real Housewives.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Oh, my God. I actually saw the teaser for Bravo's Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Did you catch this part?
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
You say you're getting a lot of messages. They're open, right?
Yeah, the Ween. Yeah, apparently the Ween's open. We didn't get an invite.
No, the Ween-a-rama.
Ween-a-rama. Yeah. What did I say?
The cheeseburger club.
Well, those who like it, that's what we shortened it to.
Shorthand the Ween.
We short it. But
you
aren't
the
you boiling Ween, Jones?
Yeah, I said boiled weens earlier, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, yeah. It's not the Ween. Well, it's not the name of the establishment is all.
Well, yeah, apparently they're open, and maybe they'll be featured prominently on Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Like, good Lord. Have they, like, exercised every single place? There's some strange ones that pop up.
So many strip clubs in Rhode Island.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's true. There's a lot of...
Mo Vaughn will be in it.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'll watch that. Hit Dog?
Yeah.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, he should be on there.
Kidding me? That'll be great. What other spots are they going to go to? Is it going to be like, it must be like Newport.
I don't know. Foxy Lady for sure. You're right. It should be on that list. There's
Real Housewives of Warwick. listen, no disrespect. I'm from New Hampshire. I'd be clowning on Real Housewives of New Hampshire.
Look,
it's the same thing.
Look, there's a chance, Keith.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some big WEI fans on that show. You never
They should
know.
Do Real Housewives of Nashville, the Gate City. Here they are. Look at that. Right over there, that's Massachusetts. Tax-free right here.
They could go to
the Pheasant Lane Mall.
They could go to the popcorn stand in Goffstown.
They could. Real Housewives of Goffstown.
Make a day trip over there.
One of the great little leagues in this whole country here, Goffstown.
617-779-7937.
Great popcorn stand.
It's just the best. Good place to take a date.
They'd have to film a bunch of scenes there. Now, camera's set up at the popcorn stand.
Now, look, it got away from Shime a little bit yesterday.
It got away a lot of bit from Shime.
It got away a lot of bit from Shime yesterday.
From shot one.
Perhaps an all-time moment of overconfidence.
Yeah.
Talking up his golf game and then having what happened to poor Shime
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had Shime's level of overconfidence in your life? What's the most confident you would be in anything you can do?
Oh, good one.
Let's get to those next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Mr. Greg Hill trying to end it here. Hello, friends. Welcome to the match. On the fifth hole, on the fifth green. Can Greg do it?
Five or six. Are you crushing my strokes?
Yeah,
one, two.
I want to know if I have life or not.
One, two, three, four. It's for five.
No.
That's it?
Hey,
whoa, what a game.
Good game, Greg. I'll never talk about golf again.
All right. Well,
that was Scheim. Just getting savagely beaten down by Greg. I actually hadn't heard that part yet. We were watching the video live yesterday. Yeah. I hadn't heard it.
It went from funny to sad there at the end.
He goes, I wanted to know if I still had life.
You don't.
No, Greg quit him. Greg choked the life out of you holes ago is what he did.
Yeah. Yeah. The first hole, I think we knew right away what we were kind of in for.
That's why I hadn't heard that yet. Unfortunate for Scheim.
I think Scheim.
Still confident, even in his.
Yeah. So I love it. It's a great idea.
Even with the death rattle shaking behind him. Still confident to his last dying breath.
It was reminiscent of when years ago here at WEEI, we had a one-on-one basketball match.
Yeah.
I don't think they called it the match. I don't forget what they called it. But it was Wiggy versus Bradfo, for those that remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and Mutt doing play-by-play of it. And we went to this place. It was a great time. And I think Wiggy skunked them 11-0.
Yeah, that's
maybe
tough.
Bradford hit a layup or something. It might have been 11-1. But it was just a bloodbath. Similar to this.
I've seen Wiggy play. Wiggy can play.
Yeah, Wiggy can play. And then Bradford, the whole time, he's like, well, he's so big. It's like, well, did you not know who you were going up against?
But did Bradfo come in being like, I'm going to smoke you?
I don't believe so, no.
I'm going to beat you 11-6, like giving out specific scores.
No, I don't believe that.
I
think he had some confidence, though. Yeah,
but not Scheim level confidence.
No, well, I think that.
Well, few do.
That sort of has now changed the scale. So when we start talking about how confident somebody is, whether it's like a pro athlete or a caller or whatever, be like, on the Scheim scale, I'm like one to Scheim.
Yeah.
How confident were they?
Right. So we talked about this. Or even like Jalen Polk, I'm not sure, had that level of irrational confidence.
He said he had the best hands in the league.
Right.
That's like Scheim.
That is like Shime, I guess.
Shime not only said he was going to beat Greg, he also, they asked him like what he was going to shoot for 9.
This is the problem.
He said he was going to shoot a 41.
Right.
So that means 82. So it's usually a par 72. So he thinks he's a 10 handicap?
Mm-hmm. That's what he thought. I think he thought that.
Which means basically, if you play it one step that. Further, yeah. So it's like in a round of 18, he'll have like 8 pars and 10 bogeys.
Yeah.
No chance. The first hole, I think it was a par 4, and he shot like a 7.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is out.
It's out the window right there.
It's out. Seven!
So
no, I appreciate the confidence, though.
If he was like, I'm going to beat you, Greg,
yeah.
You could just be like, well, I thought Greg was worse than he is. Turns out Greg's right. Actually, but when you put a score to it, it doesn't give you a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
Not whatsoever. So have you ever, do you have a skill you would be Shime level confident about, Keith, or close to? Maybe no one can have that level of confidence.
I think being married and with kids, I've been very humbled in many things. Like
sick brag, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
I could be more married than anybody.
Yeah,
no, but
I'm the most married.
At 41 years old,
uh-huh.
I don't think I'm overly confident now about anything.
Yeah.
If you talk to 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old Rich Keefe, probably obnoxious. Yeah. People knew me then and probably were like, oh, this guy thinks he's good at everything.
Yeah.
Now, no. Now I know I'm bad at everything, and I'll just tell you that I'm bad. Although there is one thing that came up on this show.
Yeah?
Remember when we changed, it got a lot of good feedback, we changed random baseball player to random college player.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll be able to get anybody.
Yeah.
Nick, the first three we couldn't get.
Skunked you right away. Yeah, that's a good example of like something you were pretty confident in that blew up pretty immediately.
You said, give me the top 4 guys on any Final Four team and I'll get it, and I give you the third guy.
So I was humbled there. But again, that's not nothing physical, because at this point, I'd be falsely confident in anything physical.
I was telling you guys this after the show. Years ago now, it has to be like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
My buddies wanted to start up just a softball team. And they go, let's play softball on the weekends. We'll drink some beers. It'll be a good time.
Sounds great.
I go, great. I'm super in.
Yeah.
I used to be able to, you know, not that I was ever great at baseball, but I used to be able,
Did you play high school baseball?
No, I did not.
Shime said the same. We were talking about baseball years ago on one of the shows that Shime was working. And we were talking about baseball, and you said how good he was at baseball. And I'm like, did you play through high school? He's like, no, but I hit 375 in Pony League.
I know, but this is
that doesn't count.
But this is slow pitch co-ed softball, so I'm like,
I know, but you're playing against other kids that have probably played like college whatever.
I told you it's irrational confidence. I'm just telling you my mindset at the time.
Fine.
But we're talking about it at the bar the night before, and we're like, we're making out the lineup.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, can you hit Jones? I'm like, yes. They pencil me in cleanup.
Cleanup?
Yes. Hey, can you play the outfield? Outfield's pretty important. People
you
are going to be
it.
They're going to be lofting these things to the outfield.
Flying
can you play outfield?
Yeah.
I go, oh, yeah. Can I play the outfield, please?
How about that?
I couldn't even hit it out of the infield, number one, Keith.
So they had you hitting cleanup and playing like center field?
Well, for a game. Yeah, both of those things. Cleanup, center field. I lost the ability in my life to read a fly ball off the
bat. You hadn't done it since you were 12.
Correct.
So what were the chances you were going to be able to do it?
That's not totally true, because I had played softball
what
since then in softball league.
Co-ed in college or something?
Yeah. Correct. So and even through high school.
Yeah.
But I had lost the ability to even read a fly ball. Like it was 10 feet in front of me, I was sprinting backwards.
Right.
If it was 100 feet over my head,
can't
I was coming
it.
In
yeah.
on the thing. Like, couldn't read it to save my life.
Unreal.
And no, after that, I was hidden on the infield and batting at the bottom of the order.
Terrible.
That was my closest moment to Shime level overconfidence.
Yeah, and then that's also you're letting everybody down, because they're like, you said you were good. You didn't have to say you were good. You could still be on the team.
It was a letdown. It was definitely a letdown.
That was like, we had a kid. So at St. Paul's, there was a kid who claimed he was like a baseball recruit. And we're all like, I don't think we had baseball recruits.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, fine. And he was like, I'm a third baseman and a switch hitter. And we're like, oh, hell yeah. Like, we need a third baseman.
Yeah.
So like he came in as a new junior. So he's like a little bit older. And so we were like, all right, perfect. We need a third baseman. We were inside because it was like March. So there's snow on the ground probably. First little grounder goes to him at third base. He fields it, picks it up, throws it, like push throws it over to first. Like, you would have thought it was the wrong hand. We all gasped.
Yeah.
We're like this is our third baseman? He like pushed it like, here comes. And I was like, oh no. He also tried switch hitting, and like the first practice, coach was like, you're not hitting lefty ever. And we're like, this guy, we got the baseball recruit, and he couldn't even make the throw from third. It was but the way I still can see it. If I close my eyes, I can see
it. You can still see that push throw.
Gasp. There's like five of us were like, oh no.
Oh, what is this?
I got a finding another third baseman.
No gold at the end of that rainbow.
No, that was tough. That was a tough go for him.
You had any moments of irrational overconfidence, Lanny?
Nothing I can think of, but if I thought of it, like I'm pretty good at useless information, which is extremely vague, but I think my thing would be like Rocky trivia.
Trivia is good.
So you think you could?
You could do the trivia.
I think I could.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Some Rocky trivia.
Yeah, I think that might be one thing that I would feel like just general trivia. I'd be like, I'm good, and then you get there and you're like, I didn't get any.
Why are these so hard?
Why is Jeopardy so hard?
Yeah. I don't know this one.
This is
right. Like I kill tough it at category. Beach Shazam. Like I kill it at Beach Shazam, but if I'm there, I'm gonna choke under those lights.
100%. That happens all the time.
Got it.
People
the
talk trash.
The pressure. Well, that might have been what happened to Shime yesterday.
That's true.
All the spectators, as you said, the eyeballs.
Yeah, there's a lot of
pressure.
People.
It's hot under the lights.
We were doing occasional commentary of it as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next thing, whether we're a part of it or not. Just.
You think there's going to be a next thing?
Maybe not on that show.
Okay.
I don't think so on that show.
Not with Shime.
Although Courtney's mom might challenge Shime, I guess. But I think they should move away from golf for the time being.
Yeah.
Find something else to challenge.
Sure.
I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Wasn't Shime have Pokemon knowledge that he does?
So he actually is very good at that. He should maybe stick with that. He dominates with that.
Although I really don't intend to pile on to Shime even more, but I really don't know.
Needs a break.
Stop, he's already dead. But I really don't know Pokemon, but did you hear when they did the battle of the two Pokemon experts? It was Shime versus the guy at the...
PAX East.
Thank you, PAX East. They had the exact same answers, and I started to think, I'm like...
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, well, I was
it
like...
It could be like, who won the title in 1981?
Right.
Like, Celtics.
Right, is it just... Yeah, is it a hard question? Because we have no knowledge of Pokemon, but anybody who plays it just knows everything, and we think it's a really smart, intelligent answer? I don't know.
I choose to think that he does a good job.
He's already dead.
You're saying not the data pile on shot.
He won't even give him credit for his Pokemon knowledge. Let the man have that. He's got nothing else.
I don't know why I decided to go there. I was lashing out after I told my softball story, I think is what it was. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Irrational overconfidence. The new scale is officially zero to Shime. Let's get back to the Red Sox. Another win without Alex Cora last night. Good for them. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.